All right, next up, item 8, an action item, scientific breeder permit regulations, Clayton Wolf.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, for the record, my name is Clayton Wolf. I'm Big Game Program Director.
I'm wondering about deer.
yes, that's correct. As I indicated yesterday in our Regulations Committee meeting, the proposals that we have before you are two brief housekeeping measures. These proposals are necessary to rectify two errors that we have that resulted from our significant change in our breeder regulations that were adopted last year. The first one is very simple. Section 65.611 refers to a purchase permit. You recall that we abolished the purchase permit and developed, and also the transport permit, and developed a transfer permit. So a simple remedy that we're proposing is to delete the term purchase, and in this section will be applicable to the transfer permit. Secondarily, there is a provision that allows people, scientific breeders, to temporarily transfer deer to other persons. The current rule allows this transfer only for the only to scientific breeders. This was an error on our part because some scientific breeders do transfer fawns to non-breeders. We have always allowed for that. We did not propose to change that, and it would be done via the transfer permit, so it is a permitted process. So our proposed remedy for this is to allow the holders of scientific breeder permits to transfer to other scientific breeders for breeding purposes. However, if they want to transfer to someone for nursing purposes, it would not be restricted to scientific breeders, but just those individuals that are listed on a transfer permit. We had seven comments on these proposals. Four were in support and three opposed. And before you is the recommended motion that would help us to achieve these two changes. I'll take any questions.
Approval from Ramos. Second by Friedkin. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
And opposed. Motion passes. Thank you, Clayton, for taking care of that. I'm sorry, we did have one person signed up on that. I have to take that motion again later. Mr. Gilliland, I apologize.
My name is Old Gillen. I'm speaking for an animal rights organization on the internet called Texas Animals. I've given you a handout. It has six pages, and it has to do with the Parks and Wildlife Code, the first item, Parks and Wildlife Code, scientific breeders permit. You will notice that the fee for scientific breeders is $50 minimum, and the maximum can be set by this commission. There is no maximum limit. At present, the scientific breeder's permit is $400. The next item you'll see in the handout is an article from the Dallas Morning News, 2 November 2006, by Ray Sasserin, entitled, quote, "Privileged Deer Hunters Call All the Shots," unquote. There, and quote again, there's so much emphasis on white-tailed deer and these parts of Texas Parks and Wildlife should probably be renamed Texas Parks and Whitetails. And then Ray goes on and says, Texas Parks and Whitetails does not attempt to hide its bias toward deer and deer hunters. Further, he says, why should a hunter pay a higher license fee than a deer hunter? There's no logical explanation except that deer hunters call the shots at Texas Parks and Whitetails. And I agree with him 100%. And he closes to say, to charge bird hunters extra fees while giving away buck tags under the guise of management is terrible stewardship of a wildlife resource that supposedly belongs to all Texas citizens. The next item is a Dallas Morning News article, 31 October 2004, wherein two deer breeders bought a deer for $450,000. That gives you the order of magnitude that some deer will bring. His name was Jake, you may recall it. The buck quote, the bottom line is the bigger the rack, the higher the price hunters are willing to pay. The last honor article is by our own Mike Liggett, Boston American Statesman, dated 2 April 2006. Quote, ethics of breeding, selling deer, still fuzzy. And then I quote Mr. Liggett, he says, quote, the breeders filled a niche with an industry that today has inventory worth in excess of $100 million, not to mention the animals sold or released onto ranches. And then he says, Texas has a growing number of high fence ranches where hunters are killing huge bucks, paying $10,000 and $20,000, even more than $50,000 for the right to do so. So my recommendation to you is to increase the price of the breeder's permit, because it's a big business, charge at least in the neighborhood of $10,000 or $20,000. And you could even go $50,000. That's one, only one deer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gillen. Discussion in light of that? And we'll take a motion again. All right. From Ramos, there's motion and second by Friedkin. All in favor, aye. And none opposed. Motion passes. Thank you, Clayton.